President John F. Kennedy, a motorcade, a rifle seen from a building above. It's not Dallas, 1963. We're talking Springfield a year earlier. JFK made a visit to the Illinois capital city, and for the most part, it went off as planned. But new information has recently come to light about an incident involving two young men and a rifle. What happened back then? We turn to reporter Crystal Thomas with the Springfield newspaper, the State Journal Register, whose article ran this week. Crystal, thanks for being with us, and let's start by explaining Kennedy's visit to Springfield. What was his agenda here?
Well, so Kennedy was visiting Springfield as a part of a stop during a campaign tour. The midterms were in a month, and he was in Springfield to stump for Democratic candidates, namely Representative Sidney Yates. He was here to give a rousing speech to a crowd of thousands of people in Springfield, urging them to vote for his candidates.
So he comes to Springfield, and a motorcade ensues once he leaves the plane at the airport. How did this come to your attention? How did you find out that there was something that occurred during that motorcade?
Well, so on the 55th anniversary of President John F. Kennedy's actual assassination, which was last week, the Washington Post ran an article by Professor Stephen Knott. This professor actually got these declassified documents from the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston that explain this incident. He was the one who found that this incident actually happened. We didn't know about it for so many years because it was sitting in that document that was still classified until 2 years ago.
And your newspaper at the time just had a brief blurb that something had occurred.
Well, I wouldn't even call it a blurb because it was two lines on page 7. It wasn't even part of the main story. It was part of a story called Kennedy Sidelights that was explaining kind of the police presence it took to protect President Kennedy and to secure the motorcade. And the two lines didn't talk about how there was a rifle pointing at President Kennedy at one point in the motorcade. All it said was that two youths were arrested and that they were held for Secret Service. There was no follow-up and no explanation for why they were arrested.
So talk about this rifle itself, and somebody, of course, witnessed this. Do we know who saw it, and what did they say? What did they describe seeing? And of course, what did the investigation turn up?
All we know about this incident so far is what was found in that biweekly report that was declassified 2 years ago. The report is about 20 pages, but the brief about the motorcade is about a paragraph. And what it says is that there were two young men. They were in a second story floor of a building somewhere downtown. And as the motorcade passed by that building, once it left, an Illinois Department of Public Safety employee saw a rifle and a scope sticking out the window. And from there on, local police went and got the two youths, arrested them, and brought them to Secret Service. They were questioned by Secret Service. They admitted that they did stick the rifle out the window at the presidential motorcade. But their explanation for doing so was that they wanted to see if they can see the president through the scope of the rifle so that when he came back through the motorcade 30 minutes later, they could see him better. They weren't prosecuted. They were, however, their rifle and the ammunition was seized.
We have not heard about this locally, at least, until this recent incident. So there was never any follow-up that we could tell. No information was given by the police or the Secret Service to the local media.
Not to the local media. And it's pretty curious because I couldn't find anything in any of the Illinois State Journal's pages following the incident. There's nothing about it, according to the declassification archivist at the JFK library, in any of the documents she's looked at. There also isn't a trace of it in Springfield lore, which is what I kind of find the most interesting part, because there were locals who were involved in that arrest. There were police, there were sheriff's deputies, things like that. Maybe people who are on that motorcade route that saw something, and yet somehow this incident didn't trickle down to some kind of rumor or some kind of far-fetched story that people tell their grandkids.
We're talking with Crystal Thomas, a reporter for Springfield State Journal Register, and we're talking about JFK's 1962 visit to Springfield. Some new information that's come out regarding an incident during the motorcade in which a rifle was apparently pointed at the president. When we mentioned two youths, I believe 16 and 20 years old, were taken into custody, eventually not charged with this. You were able to track down at least one of these people.
Yes, he actually still lives in the area. He was 16 at the time, but now obviously he's much older. I paid a visit to his house on Saturday because I couldn't track down a number for him, and I knocked on his door. He opened his door. His small dog came out, and we chatted for a bit. There's no way really to begin the conversation about whether you tried to assassinate a president 56 years ago, so I mostly just asked the question. Showed him the brief. He didn't really want to talk about it. So what you see in the paper is pretty much everything he told me. That, you know, story's right there in the brief. And he grabbed his mail and then closed the door.
And you did not identify him because he was never charged with any crime.
No, he was never charged. Secret Service declined prosecution. We took a look at his local criminal records to see if that gave any kind of indication one way or the other that would talk to his motivation about the incident, and it didn't. There was nothing. He's pretty clean when it came to his record, and so we just decided not to name him, although he is named in the brief.
Well, it's interesting to me, this incident, even though we can't prove that there was any intent to harm President Kennedy at the time, it sort of foreshadows the events in Dallas just a little more than a year later. And apparently, though, it did nothing to stop the president from riding in an open motorcade, or at least that we're aware of, that, you know, whether the Secret Service started becoming more concerned because of this one incident. Were they realizing that he was at much more risk in something like an open motorcade? It just seems interesting to me, the close proximity of this to the actual assassination.
Yeah, the actual assassination was 13 months after the Springfield incident, and there are a lot of similarities. President Kennedy in Dallas was in an open-top limousine, similar to how he was in Springfield. You know, he was shot from above. So there were a lot of similarities between the two trips. And one thing we can't know at this point was what kind of conversations the Secret Service had or President Kennedy had after this incident in Springfield. If there were any conversations, you know, they're not in records that we can see or have been declassified. But I will say that one thing to keep in mind is that President Kennedy himself didn't enjoy bulletproof glass. He wanted to be out in the open. And one of his most infamous quotes was, you know, if I'm paraphrasing right now, but if someone wanted to kill a president, they would find a way to do so. So whether they took lessons from this Springfield incident or not, there's no way of knowing if that trigger had been pulled in Springfield, if something had more aggressive had happened in Springfield, whether that would have prevented Dallas. I'd still love to hear from people who were in Springfield during that incident. I think there are so many more stories to be told. I'm sure that there are witnesses seeing the two men either being arrested or seeing the rifle scope themselves, or the Illinois Department of Public Safety employee. I think there's still a lot more to learn about this incident, and I'm hoping in the next couple of months I can find something.
That's Crystal Thomas. She's a reporter for the State Journal Register. You can find a link to her article. It's on JFK's 1962 visit to the city of Springfield and an incident involving a rifle being pointed at the president. You can read that. The link is available at our website at statewideshow.com. Crystal, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Sean.